just like no two snowflakes are exactly alike, you are absolutely unique. Existence, the divine, never repeats itself. In all of time, in all of eternity, there's only been one you, and there'll never be another one. Absolutely one you and no other. Absolutely unique. Absolutely singular. And that uniqueness, that singularity occurs at the intersection of what's experienced as the meeting of what's inside you and outside you. But the truth is, there's no such division. It's just how we experience it. One way the dark night of the soul comes, and why it tends to be so terrifying, is when that experience starts to dissolve, which really is the dissolution of what you think of as you. It's absolutely death. It's absolutely the disappearance of the story, of the set of circumstances, of the history, of the characteristics that you identify with and call me. This is me. Well, what if none of those things are you? What if you're not your story? What if you're not all the things that have happened to you? What if you're not this body? What if you're not even this mind? What if you're something that is so mysterious, so huge that no mind can comprehend it, no words can suggest it, no experience can capture it? Tasting that directly can be the dark night of the soul. Much like the first moments of when prey is caught, it must be horribly terrifying, staring death in the face. I'm captured. This is the end. Who knows what comes now? Feels horrible. Feels black, dark, forbidding, cold, empty, forsaken. This is the sense of death. That every living person has to face. Becoming a finder. Really includes the willingness to face whatever existence brings to you. And that unknown, and the unknowability of it, the unknowability of what's coming next,